AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Can I ask you both a question?
We have a lot to be doing, so we don't have that long.
Is my hair rotten? Do I need to get it dyed?
No.
Should I?
Yeah, actually, I think it looks. When was the last time you washed it?
Last night.
Okay, I was going to say it looks very clean.
But
when you say rotten, do you mean like colour?
Yeah.
Rather than,
do you think
like,
I need to get it done?
No.
Do you think the blonde's gone a bit mank? And should I? Here's my question. Should I just let the blonde fully go out and just go dark again?
You need Fiona for this, like, because it's not that I don't notice, it's just I don't care.
Was I better looking with the bit blonde? Nah.
To me, you're like a sister, so I can't tell.
Honestly,
I don't even know if my hair looks nice.
Well, honestly,
I can't tell if you're like. Obviously, you're a good-looking girl, but like, I can't be like, oh, you were better looking here. To me, you've looked the same since I've met you 10 years ago.
Fair enough.
If you changed your hair today, like in no drastic way, like if you just touched up like the colour and everything, I honestly wouldn't.
You should go like short. You should go to like the neck, the shoulder. Like.
If you went bob, then I would notice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do you remember the time I got that cut like back in February and we're only after getting this far? It was up to like
she got 2 centimetres off and she cried as
and,
if it was
and
bald.
I wouldn't have known.
Well, that was helpful. Okay, well...
Like, Fiona... I'm sorry to poo-poo on Fiona's like getting stuff for a wedding, but she left... Was it... She left... On Monday
to get
her hair done.
Yeah, she's going for an appointment for her wedding hair. I didn't notice much of a difference either.
Oh, that's mean.
But it's not her wedding look. It's her wedding cut.
Yeah.
So she got a cut. You can see a slight trim, but obviously
honestly wouldn't. If she hadn't have told me she was going to the hairdressers, I wouldn't have known.
I think there's about an inch off it. It's definitely like more sleek cut.
Yeah.
But obviously her hair will be styled.
I wouldn't take that,
tomorrow.
Fiona. I'm just staring at you.
Yeah,
for no reason.
Come here, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a lovely one. Bye. Like, bye.
Let's go. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. It's Emma and Dave. Fiona Shirley getting herself all pampered before her big day tomorrow.
I'm sure
getting married.
She's dead asleep right now.
I hope so.
I'd hope so. I really would hope so.
The body clock probably woke her and then she probably rolled on over.
And you know what? I'm glad she is because it would have been too much for her this morning.
What's wrong?
I wanted a cup of tea, right? And obviously we've been talking about how the building is getting redone.
Yeah.
Certain floors are starting to get done. Certain floors are starting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That it's kind of moving and shaking
some,
around.
Some floors are finished. Some floors haven't started yet. Some floors are just about to begin. And we are on the floor that is now done. It's kind of, well, basically done. Except there's no tea bags in our small little kitchen area. So I went down to the third floor to get my mug. And then I went back upstairs to our floor to get a tea bag. There was no tea bag. So I went back to third to get a tea bag. There was no Barry's tea bag. I went to one to get a Barry's tea bag. I put it in. I went up. I boiled the kettle. I put the water in. There's no milk. I have to go back down to one to get the milk.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to three to get sugar.
Oh, this is a joke.
I have seen this building inside out this morning and it's not even 7:05.
It's honestly a joke. Yeah.
It's a joke.
Why don't you just keep that cup of yours on your desk? Because you chase it around three different floors of potential
cupboards.
Because
I seem to be the only one in this company who is actually standing by the fact that we're doing a clean desk system where people can walk in with their laptop, sit down anywhere, plug in and go and work.
Fair enough.
We all have lockers full of stuff. I might put it in my locker. Fair enough. But that's not where it goes. It goes in the dishwasher and then goes in the cupboard. I've had a morning of
it. I know. It's been a lot. Do you know who's really bad with the clean desk policy? Himself.
Oh, himself. With his Nottingham Forest calendar. It would do my head. Although, in fairness, he's here a lot later than we are.
I don't care, though. I think that a lot of people are talking about him.
Not me. Okay, so since we've moved back up to the fourth floor, I have been better. Have you looked at my desk?
Yeah, it is
the
a lot
only
better.
Thing on my desk is my calendar.
No, but the problem is,
and it's
right,
inoffensive.
Callum, I always share like a big wide space with Callum, But give it 3 days and there's label makers coming over to my
school. Oh, yeah. It'll be like, it'll be like a theme park.
Do you remember like in school when you used to almost like draw a line, like almost like an invisible line between you and your partner's desk? I'm like, get
you're going to be Dwight with the ruler.
Emma wants the COVID barriers back.
Yeah, I'm like, my desk is clean.
Oh, bring them back. Yeah, 100%.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Hello.
Good morning. I started off the show complaining about getting a cup of tea and having to go to all different floors to get sugar and get tea bags and stuff like that. I'm going to complain once more here.
That's okay.
And then I won't complain again until 9:10.
If this is what I saw. Oh, great. Brilliant. So we get, after this, we get just short of 2 hours?
Yeah. And I'll be really, I won't be happy, but I'll be here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I will not be complaining.
I can't ask for much more, Dave.
I'm feeling it a bit today. And the reason being, I had a bit of a day yesterday. Do you know what I mean? It was one of those days where I was, not one of those days, it's not that like this happens often. I just decided to do something. And that something took me out of my routine of doing nothing, and I don't like that.
I know, sometimes when you have one thing on and you're used to doing nothing, it's very stressful.
Yeah, very stressful. I came home from work, I was eating lunch, my friend texts me, he's like, where are we meeting for lunch? Totally forgot I was meeting my friend for lunch. I was midway through, I was stuffed. I was like, man, I can't meet you. I'm sorry. I don't have the headspace for this today. So I went,
I hope you actually said that to him.
I did.
I actually am obsessed with that. That's so honest. It's brilliant.
And then, so I went and I had like an hour's nap. Didn't nap at all because there was builders next door. So that's fine. I got up and I was like pottering around and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rake the leaves in my garden. Mm. And so I raked the leaves. Within 5 minutes, I regretted the decision of going outside. I was in so much pain. Raking is so hard.
Yeah.
Like gardening in general is really, really difficult. Anyway, not only do you have to rake all the leaves and like put them all into piles, you then have to get rid of them leaves somehow.
How did you do that? That was my question, because you did a fantastic before and after on your Instagram stories. It was very soothing.
Yeah, you can check it out. It's very satisfying at Mr. David
Hamm. That's your third day in a row shout out on your Instagram.
Shout out. I will do it for 10 days.
Unbelievable time lapse.
It was
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. It was a good time lapse. You can check it out at Mr. David Hammond on Instagram. I tried multiple things to clear up the leaves. I tried putting them, scooping them up and putting them in plastic bags.
Yeah.
I tried cutting open a plastic bag and shoveling them onto the plastic bag and then rolling the plastic bag up.
Good method.
And then I was like, no, this isn't working. I brought the bin from the front garden into the back garden and just started piling it in.
Yeah, with hands.
With my hands. Well, I had garden gloves. I wore a black bin bag so my t-shirt wouldn't get filthy.
I hate that we didn't see that part of in the timeline.
Yeah. This man knows how to clear leaves. Were the leaves soggy as well? Because the ground was very wet
absolutely
yesterday.
Absolutely miserable. Like, I was doing the leaves and it was lashing rain. And I was like, I'm not going inside because I refuse. I said I'm doing it now, I've started, so I will finish. But the thing was, after I finished the raking, I was looking at my strain on my Whoop and my strain was already at 12. And that was basically where my strain ends. Like, I was like, after we hit that strain, you're not to do anything more.
Right, okay.
What, so the strain kind of measures like how active
like you might have a heart attack.
My strain was 12.5 for the day. I was already at 12.2 after my rake and I had to go play football. Right? So I go play football and I collect my friend, we drive in, I park on North Great Georgia Street. And getting there was a bit of a hassle because obviously traffic and stuff like that, okay? And so in the bus lane, there was no one there. And I was looking at the thing and I was just like, bus lane ends at 7 o'clock. It's 7:05. Happy days. Into the bus lane, straight up to North Great Georgia Street. And I park there and subconsciously think, it's 7 o'clock. Everything's free after 7. And I go and play football. I play terribly. I play so, so bad. I only score 2 goals. And I come down and I'm like, yeah, Killian, do you want to lift again? He's like, yeah, go on. And I was like, I was walking towards the car and I seen a Dublin City Council van just drive past me. And I was just like, there might be a problem here, Killian. I have a bad feeling about this. And I walked to the car and it was kind of cinematic because another car had pulled out right before my car. So I couldn't actually see my car. I had to keep getting closer and closer and closer. Finally, the car pulled away and there it is, a lovely big yellow clamp.
On the brand new car.
Never got a clamp on my Astra.
No.
I was fuming. Remember, I had a 12.5 strain for the day. I was at an 18 strain.
Oh,
okay, I was in bits.
You're lucky to be alive.
I know.
That's like get into like emergency what's it called? Eeyore?
Eeyore, yeah. And then I do the clamp thing, 125 quid.
Ooh,
by the way.
Oh, no.
125 quid.
No.
Now, to be fair to them, they did actually arrive very quickly. I paid it and I then rang Dublin City Council because you can ring like a number on the thing. Shockingly, I got through to someone. I wasn't expecting to get through to someone. I was really nice to her on purpose because I was like, they probably get abuse all the time. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I'm just wondering, I paid online. Do you know when, do they come now or do I have to notify you that, you know, whatever? She was like, oh yeah, they're probably on their way. I was like, grand. She'd be like, they'll be there within the hour. I was like, oh, have to wait for an hour. They were there in 6 minutes.
That's
oh, wow.
Enough.
But their main priority was not unclamping me. It was clamping the cars behind me.
That's not very nice.
I was like, lads, for God's sake, like, look at this. I paid 125 quid. They were the meanest men ever seen. Like, they were so unfriendly. They were two big, huge, bald guys.
To be,
And I was like, sorry, like, I paid my thing. Like, any chance you can? And he was like, that's nothing to do with us. I was like, you're the clampers. I'm clamped. Take it off. And he was like, hold on, I'll check. Is this car paid? Yeah. On the walkie-talkie. Yeah, grand. I'll take it off now. I was so convinced that it wasn't even locked to the car with how quickly he took that clamp off.
Are you serious?
I swear he just walked up, went, ksh, gone. And he was gone, gone. They have a truck, by the way, filled with clamps. Filled with them. Like, you think, oh, clampers only probably got like 4 or 5 clamps. They've got loads.
That is mad. That
yeah.
And how many other lads got clamps?
On the road, I'd say a good 15 people.
Oh, lads. Yeah. Sadness. I'm so sorry, Dave. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. He did something the other day that I think a lot of artists dread to do.
Tree arena.
No, not just cancelling a gig, but cancelling a gig really close to kickoff time when it's due to start.
Oh, no.
He was due to play in Birmingham. And Birmingham. And it was less than an hour before he was due on stage that he cancelled. I always just think, for people who are lucky enough like us to live in, well, it just depends on what way you look at it, we're getting robbed for rent and stuff, but like, if you live in Dublin, you can go home. It's if, and as someone who like didn't live in Dublin for a long time and came up for gigs, it's the accommodation fees that you don't get back and stuff. That's
when you came up for gigs, you'd stay in Dublin, would you?
Of course I would.
No way.
Yeah, and you'd book the next day off work and everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like a big thing, wasn't it? So if there was a gig on midweek, you'd have booked your annual leave. If you know, you wouldn't go to gigs maybe as often as lucky enough we are now that we can pop in and still come to work the next day.
That's so fun. I've such like Leinster privilege like from that.
Yeah.
It's just gas.
Yeah, people travel from all over. It is wild, and that's where people are going to get stung massively as well. He said he tried everything. It's his voice that was the problem and reviving his voice, but he couldn't. There was some condition in his throat. What I loved about this was, though, he went outside to chat to whatever fans had gathered. He was there, in the venue, and it's just so ridiculous. So they're all standing in a big crowd, and obviously all the fans are whooping and cheering and everything. And then you can just hear everyone go, guys, be quiet. He's trying to speak. Guys, be quiet. He's trying to speak. And so he speaks.
Who is that much of a fan of Benson Boone? I know. Out of interest.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. And anyway, we'll kick off with this, right? This is him in his very, very sad voice trying to chat to all the fans outside.
We love you.
Hey, he's going to try to talk.
I'll
be quiet.
Guys,
please talk
to
us. Good?
I can't talk very loud. It's literally gone. I'm so sorry.
Now this,
Mother of God,
if we
Benson,
had the time,
you are a soldier on the front lines.
What a king. Like, honestly, things he's done. I wish, more than anything, I could play the whole video of a minute and a half for you, but we just don't have the time.
I don't want to hear
it. No, because I want to get your reaction to the full thing. I literally was cackling this morning watching it. So then there's this woman, and it's her video that I've got it from. She's very much, honestly, the part of me that I don't like very much.
Okay.
Because she's the one being like, it's okay, darling. It's all right.
Don't worry about it.
But you can only do your best. But this is one clip of her.
Oh, no, you're not going to play her,
are
you?
It's a short one, but for a minute and a half, this is her. And
this stuff makes me cringe so much.
I feel so seen because I know that this is what I'd be like. But anyway.
Don't be sorry.
Really?
Don't be sorry.
It's such a terrible feeling.
Don't be sorry. It happened.
Like, no, bless her. And that's actually, obviously, that seems really shady to this woman. But I was like, that is me. I'd say she says, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. probably 100 times in that minute and a half.
God.
Anyway, looking at some other gigs that were cancelled so last minute, you might remember Newcastle last year for Zayn Malik, just minutes before he was due to go on stage, just saying his voice wasn't all there tonight. These always seem to be voice issues.
Why is Zayn's voice not there? What has he got on?
Exactly. He must have had some kind of an illness or something. But just again, it's always the like, I'm truly just so sorry to let you down. It's such short notice.
Yeah, that's fair. And but also, he definitely didn't write that.
No, someone else did, leaving the XX. I love you all, Newcastle. Sam Fender cancelled a gig in Glasgow. That was hours before the performance, again on doctor's advice because of vocal issues. Lady Gaga, again, this was in Miami a couple of years ago, minutes before the gig, again looking at vocal issues. And there was the Catfish and the Bottlemen. They're an indie band, really big indie band. They cancelled a gig in the RDS here in Dublin last year. It was in August of last year, and it was about 10 minutes before gates were due to open. Yeah, I know we don't play them necessarily here, but they're like they'd have a huge fan base. Like it was a big gig at the time. Callum,
Do you remember last summer when I went to Austria to see Taylor Swift?
Oh yeah.
That gig got cancelled the day before the gig that I was meant to go because of terrorism.
Oh yeah.
Obviously great. Terrorism's not great. The cancelling because of the safety is great.
Yeah. You're cancelled now.
What I was thinking of, obviously you were talking about Benson Boone being cancelled in Birmingham. There's not a lot to do in Birmingham. Like when that gig
is
cancelled.
It's like the biggest city in the UK.
It's second biggest, but it's just
There's a shopping centre.
Is there nothing there? Yeah, there's a huge shopping
And the big library. Whereas at least when Taylor got cancelled in Austria, I got a bit of a holiday out of it. Yeah. You can't really get a holiday out of Birmingham.
In Birmingham.
I know what you mean, yeah. And wasn't it kind of nice in Austria as well? Like, didn't all the fans just get together?
And the weather was stunning.
Was it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
But do you remember the new place in Manchester?
Oh, the Co-op Live.
And they were cancelling gigs
They were getting people in the venue for
and
the
then
gig.
Canceled.
And then they were like, oh yeah, the aircon unit's falling to get down, get out quickly.
They haven't finished the job yet.
It's a bit like our building.
8 seconds again for this woman, please, my queen.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Such a terrible feeling. Don't be sorry, it happens.
It happens, don't worry about it.
Get better soon.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I think it's quite cool that as a band they are very united and very much still together and everything, but they kind of have the freedom to do their own collabs with people as well.
That is kind of cool.
Jisoo's on the new one with Zayn and
but you're one from that thing. Rosé, thank you.
Appetite. And she was in White Lotus. Yeah. 58.7 million followers they have on Instagram. Isn't that chaos?
How many members? Because you know, like BTS had like seven members.
BT are on the way back. Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just getting ready for their big comeback tour.
I think they're kind of forgotten, which is interesting.
I think that's a mad thing to say.
But just because like they went off like K-pop moves so quickly, and the whole world moves so quickly. Apparently, there's only four members of Blackpink.
Oh.
I'd love to see some of them live. That like the shows that they do.
Oh, unreal.
Phenomenal.
I
was wondering because on their Instagram with their 58.7 million followers, they follow five people. So I thought it was five members, but one of them is their record label.
Is there?
There you go.
I have been noticing a TikTok trend at the moment. No broke. I've been noticing a TikTok trend of people kind of agreeing with Disney villains.
All right.
On like in movies and things like this, and I've never really looked at it. Now I'm the kind of person that, when you give me one opinion, I go, that's a really good point. And then someone refutes that point and I go, oh, that's also a really good point.
I'm very easily swayed, man.
I'm so easily
swayed.
I have
my values, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, oh, there's three sides to every story. There's two sides.
Yeah,
there's
things aren't black and white. Do you know what I mean? That kind of vibe. Whereas I'm pretty sure you could convince me of anything. Do you know what I mean? I obviously, as you said, I have my values as well, but when people make a good point, I'm like, all right, yeah, fair enough. So that's what people on TikTok have been doing. Now, other people have been refuting those points, but I agree with some of them. So here are some villains that I think, you know, maybe they were bad, but
maybe they
weren't
having a
that
bad
day. Yeah, maybe they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
Some of their ideas are half right. Do you know what I mean? So we start off with Sid from Toy Story. I told you guys this one yesterday. Sid from Toy Story, if you don't remember, he's the kind of psycho kid that lives next door, or so he is portrayed.
Who knows?
He liked burning toys and he pulling them apart and sending them up on a firework. But to be fair to him, he didn't know the toys were alive. Okay?
No!
He just liked fire. If anything, He's not a psycho killer. He may be just a future arsonist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, and I'd take one over the other.
He's just a young fella trying to express himself.
Exactly. Yeah. He was sewing toys together.
Yeah. And do you know
artistic.
What, Dave? You wouldn't know what's going on at
creative.
Home.
Creative.
You wouldn't know what's going on at home.
Lotso in Toy Story 3. Okay, obviously, bad dude. But technically, everything he said would happen to the toys did actually happen. They were abandoned. They were forgotten. The kids moved on. It was better to stay in the play school because you were going to have a constant flow of kids that will come
you.
And play with you. The dictatorship didn't work in his favour too much.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of totalitarianism kind of vibe. Yeah,
not great.
Yeah, not great. This one, there's nothing wrong. Chef Skinner in Ratatouille, he was not a villain. He just didn't want a rat in the kitchen. And I think that that's fair enough.
Do you know what, lads? The amount of businesses getting shut down for rodents. You have to protect your business.
This is what I'm saying.
Have you seen the economy? You have to look after yourself.
He just didn't want rats in the kitchen. Everyone's like, oh, what a bad dude. No, that's pretty fair. That's pretty fair enough.
Why don't you just go hang out somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. Yzma in Emperor's New Groove.
God, it's a while since I saw that.
It has been a while. She did want power and to take over and kill Kuzco. Fair enough. Not great. But he was a spoiled egomaniac. He wanted to get rid of a full-on village for his summer house, which was a hill over. Do you know what I mean? He didn't care about his people. He was kind of as bad as her. I'm not looking at it like she's the villain and he's the hero.
Yeah.
Not the case at all. Pull the lever, Kronk. Water Noose in Monsters, Inc. was the kind of octopus spider guy.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. Kind of scary.
His famous line, I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die. Fair enough. Bad line.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe he's having a bad day because, in fairness, he was just trying to save the company and Monsterville or wherever the hell they live, their monster world, from an energy crisis.
Yeah.
They just wanted the energy. Yeah. And I think he just was, he was a company man.
Yeah.
Callum, I think you do the same. Syndrome in The Incredibles. He wanted to give everyone a chance to be a superhero, to take away the part of it being special from superheroes, because superheroes used to waltz around going, we're class.
Yeah.
And he was going to go, I'm going to make everyone a superhero so everyone thinks they're class and none of you then will think you're class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was quite...
He wants equal rights for all.
Not really a villain, but kind of portrayed as one. Sharpay Evans, right, from High School Musical. She just wanted to be the lead in the Spring Musicale.
Yeah. She's an ambitious girl.
She'd been working all her life. She was going to work towards Broadway. And this basketballer and this mathematician come in and was like, sure, look, I may as well audition. This is her life.
Yeah.
And you're coming in and taking over.
She probably has a lot of pressure from her ma.
They're going to do one musical and then be like, that was great, back to basketball, back to maths. She's going to go to Broadway. Do you know what I mean? So this is very important to her. So I absolutely find that fair enough. And lastly was the tiger Shere Khan in The Jungle Book.
I was just thinking of him.
Mowgli was a human.
Yeah, get out of me jungle.
Shere Khan was a tiger. He was also worried that Mowgli would grow up to be a human that would kill him because humans are dangerous.
Yes.
So get in there first. I do the same thing.
100%.
Honestly, you know what I mean?
Shere Khan had a good point. He was trying to protect everyone else in the jungle without even realising it.
A bad dude.
I actually think, he was wronged.
Also, it's nature. He's a tiger.
Yeah.
You're a child in boxers.
I was just about to say, the circle of life was being messed with by Mowgli there. Amble now. This is Socrates Smiles. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This morning I'm Spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's just 3 minutes after 8. Hope you're good.
Hey, good morning. How
Emma,
are
Dave
we?
Dave and Fiona. A little bit sore this morning. Doing a lot of training at the moment, naturally. Not long to go now. Saturday week until I take on my first ever boxing match. Serious business. Was doing weights yesterday. Did a PT and a sparring session last night. Who the hell am I? But basically, we were standing there last night after the session and we were getting a bit of like inspirational advice from our coach, Sean, from Heaton Boxing Academy, where I'm doing all this. And he was just chatting to us and he kind of said, look around the room, right? And you know, it was very like, just trying to be like, look, no matter what way it goes on the night, you're all fitter than you've probably ever been. You're all looking so well. If the person who walked into this camp 8 to 10 weeks ago came in, obviously, and it was yourself.
That person was a mess.
You'd beat them. Like, you know, you'd beat them so well. You've learned so much, blah, blah. But he kind of had the reality check where he looked around and said, look around the room. 50% of you are going to lose on the night, right? And you need to...
That's really good advice, in fairness.
He was like, you need to kind of get that into your head. And then some lad in the corner, like on this corner, and obviously who he's sparring on the night is over in that corner, just went, yeah, Darren. It's so silly and childlike. These people are probably in their 30s. We laughed for so long.
I love that.
It was so funny.
I love that. It's going
like,
to be good crack.
Yeah, Darren. Yeah, it's going to be really good crack. So we have to be there. We found out we have to be there at 5.
Okay.
And we might not be having our own match.
When you say we, do you mean you?
Everybody. Everybody.
Like as in people watching as well?
No. Your grants.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You need to be there for 6:30 and the first match is at 7.
Right. When are you on? 2nd?
Don't know. You
please
wish.
Be first.
Yeah, please be on first. Put Emma Nolan on first there, will you?
Please be a good sport. We're all going
Fine.
Out after.
Put her on 3rd then.
We're all going out after. There's a whole night of this. You're stuck with me for the night.
No, you're going out to you know, celebrate your boxing achievement with your boxing pals. We will not be there. Your boxing the pals.
You're actually the most useless.
You and Fiona useless. Can hit the town. You and pregnant Fiona can hit the town.
Lucky me. But you know why we have to be there at 5? We need to get another medical.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, serious business, yeah. We all have to go and get a proper look at ourselves.
This is interesting.
Do you get to do like the whole weigh-in and the smack talk situation like what they would do in the actual body?
I wish, but I don't think so. No, that's not a thing. But I was like, what's the story? Are we all going to be warmed up there? Or what? Yeah, all the warm-ups will happen then. And then who, like, you have like some of the like trainers walking out to the ring with you. I just don't know what to wear.
Are you gonna
look nice? Do I wear makeup? Do I not wear makeup? Do I put my tan on? Do I look like a real fighter or not put my tan on? Like, there's just so many things to think
like
about.
You were doing so well and you just
I was like, do I get
it.
Like Muay Thai shorts? Do I not? Just do I wear my leggings? Do I get like proper boxing boots on Vinted? I just don't know, guys.
I know what you're thinking right now, you listening. Try working with her.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Spin, all the footage from the RDS the other night looked like such a cool gig, didn't it?
It looks unreal.
Yeah. So unbelievable. Tricky. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? It was for like his top listeners on Spotify. So like, you know that everyone at that gig with the Ed Sheeran gig is like a stan. To be in the top percentile, you must be listening to Ed Sheeran all day, every day.
Oh my God. But to be fair, he has a bajillion songs.
That's true. That is true. Listen, this is the third week of the Tricky 10, our new quiz show on, our new quiz game, I guess.
I like the thought of it being a quiz show.
Yeah, you would love that, wouldn't you? It's a short week this week. Dave and I off Friday after Fiona's wedding. So more chances for you to get yourself top of the leaderboard and win yourself that Money Can't Bribe prize, the Fuzzy Charged Snooty. On to give this a go. This morning is Ryan, head is wrecked, stuck on the M50 that accident northbound. Having a miserable time there. You're stuck, are you, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm going to Swords.
It's
northbound. It's not often you get a northbound crash, is it?
Would
you?
No, it's not actually. It's usually on the south. The south is much worse, not too bad.
What's that about?
I don't know. I suppose because most people are going south, going to town. I don't actually know, to be honest with you.
Weird one. You're just. How long have you been stuck there now at this stage?
Oh, like I left the car. I left the house at like 7:15.
Oh no,
you know
what? Still got 20 minutes.
That's not nice.
It's just awful. Nice. That sounds awful, right?
Listen, we want to, well, first of all, entertain you, which we hope we will do on the Tricky 10. And here's how this is going to work in case you're not familiar. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and there's 10 questions ahead of you. Each answer is definitely going to be a number between 1 and 10. Now, 1 and 10 won't repeat. It'll only be 1 to 10 once each. And we're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, naturally, because it is, you know, something between 1 and 10, well worth giving it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, it's a short one for us this week. We're only doing the 4 days as myself and Dave are off on Friday after Fiona's wedding. You're going to win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. All right, we want to get you sorted out with that. And the score to beat at the moment is Patrick's. He's top the leaderboard with a score of 7 and he did manage to do that in 44.6 seconds.
Do you think you can beat that, Ryan?
Come on.
I'll do my best.
You're a general knowledge savvy person, do you think?
We'll see.
Okay, we will see. All right, here we go. I'm going to count you in and we're going to start the clock. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A standard guitar has how many strings?
6.
Finish the name of this Justin Bieber song. I'm the what?
1.
Cabra and Fibsra are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
How many albums did Taylor Swift release in 2020?
2.
Complete the name of the radio station. Spin 103.
8.
Brighton scored how many goals against Leeds at the weekend?
4.
A traditional tin wedding anniversary marks how many years of marriage?
10.
How many letters are in the word ibuprofen?
9.
The Netflix comedy The Good Place ran for how many seasons?
5.
What date in November is it today?
Right.
Yes.
Stop the clock. Okay, very good. How do you think you did there, sir? Obviously, there was a repeat there at the end.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I definitely got a few enough.
It's so funny. Everyone thinks they just did absolutely horrendous once that clock stopped.
Yeah, but that's not the case at all. Let's just check in on how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, a score of 7.
What's going on with scores of 7? Producer Callum, can you update us on the time, please?
Yes. So, Patrick is on top of the leaderboard with 7 in 44.6 seconds.
Yeah.
You have to beat that time to go top of the leaderboard.
Come on.
We'll go through your answers in
44.
A sec.
44.6.
You got Ryan. 45.84.
Oh, no.
So it was just over a second.
Ryan, so close.
Ryan, so close. Just going through the ones you missed, you did really well. Cabra and Phibsborough. Do you know what? These Dublin Postal District ones are nasty, Callum. The correct answer there was 7. It wasn't 3, like you said. Brighton scored how many goals against Leeds at the weekend? Got the 3 goals, broke my boyfriend's heart enough, never mind the 4. And the Netflix comedy, The Good Place, ran for how many seasons? You said 5. The answer there was 4. Ryan,
bad,
you did very
Ryan.
Well.
Not bad at all. I hope you had fun, did you?
Sure. Look, I gave it a go anyway.
You did, and it distracted you from that M50 traffic, I hope.
Ryan, do you know what you did? You got involved.
You got involved, Ryan. We appreciate you getting involved. Have a great day, my man.
Thanks very much, guys. Take
good
it easy.
Good luck, Ryan.
Talk
bye.
To you later. Bye-bye. Can we get to an 8 tomorrow? Can we get to a 9? Can we get to a 10?
I don't think we've ever had a 9.
No, I don't think so 10. Either. 7 seems to be the top score
if
so far.
If you're a general knowledge savvy person, this is the game for you. So come on and play Tricky in WhatsApp to 0877 11 103. We'll get you registered. Come and win this Money Can't Buy prize. You only have one more chance for the week.
Can I just say one thing? A tin wedding anniversary sounds very uninspiring, doesn't it?
But to be honest, it does. But also, that's why I thought it was 10, because it sounds like 10.
Yeah, but so what's it for 2030? What's the big one? The silver and gold, isn't
yeah,
it?
And then there's diamond, the ruby, and
tin.
Yeah.
It's almost like you haven't even tried, lads.
Love you, there's a can of beans.
Yeah.
After like the second one, it's like paper. So you're building your way up to
the paper. First one is paper, I think.
Yeah.
Tricky in a WhatsApp to get on and play tomorrow. Final chance this week.
Good morning. What's going on? Earlier on in the week, I was talking to you about Christmas sandwiches. It's kind of coming into that period of time where that season where I just start looking at Christmas sandwiches and I'm dying and I'm like, oh my God, I can't
Can
wait
I
to go everywhere for them.
I'm not big into the Christmas sambos in the sense that I just don't really get know much about the hype. Are they very spenny?
They're quite spenny.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, they're very good. You're talking maybe one a week as a treat. Do you know what I mean? I like to do it on maybe a Monday or a Tuesday because they're the worst days.
That's a good shout.
So it has been kind of coming into that season and I'm very excited to start ranking them and I like to find out what the best one of the year
I'm not saying it like this. You should genuinely do this on TikTok.
I know, yeah, I should. But there's already so many people reviewing food online.
Well, I'd like to watch yours.
Thank you. But there was a guy actually, funnily enough, on TikTok who was talking about the best Christmas sandwiches last year.
Right.
And he was. I looked at it and I was like, right, that's the one for me. It has gravy on it. It came with gravy. You could just pour gravy on it. I was like, that looks class.
Just dipping it looks so, in so even, good. Yeah.
And I was like, I'll travel anywhere for it. I remember like I wanted just a breakfast roll. And obviously live in Dublin 6. And someone was like, oh, you have to go to Deco and Donald's in Dublin 1. I went there. And yeah. I was like it was out of my way. I still went and I was like, this is class. It was unreal. It was
There's
so,
a lot
so
of
good.
People like it. And I think it's quite unique to Dublin in the sense that I don't think this hype around particular food places is as prominent in other parts of the country.
Yeah, fair enough. Although I will say my friend, who's the only person I know who does this, travels everywhere, travels all over Ireland to find the best kebab.
Is that Brian?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah.
He goes everywhere for food. So I kind of like that vibe and I like the thought of, you know, going anywhere for a Christmas sandwich. If the best Christmas sandwich is in Monaghan, fine. I'm going to go try and check it out.
Yeah.
Say hello to Heather Humphreys while I'm at it. So I'm curious, have you ever travelled for food? Like, have you ever decided, right, you know what, I really, really want this thing. It's a little bit far away, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go. The reason I'm asking you this question is because we got a text in when I was talking about the Christmas sandwiches and like where was good to go and stuff. Anthony texted and he said, I flew to London last year for a Christmas sambo.
No.
Best place called Sandwich Sandwich.
What?
And he got a Christmas sandwich and he said, I think he said it was good, didn't he? But
that's incredible.
The fact he flew to London.
You're sitting in the airport checking in a bag, or not checking in a bag, but going through security and scanners to go. What are you traveling for today, sir? I'm off to get a sandwich. Yeah. Isn't that just amazing?
Business or travel? Food.
Yeah.
Or business or pleasure? Food.
Sambo.
So I really like that. So I'm curious, have you ever traveled for food? Have you ever, even like, you know, from one end of the M50 to the next, did you cross a county border? Did you go into the next town over because they have something specific that that you don't have? 087-711-103. Voice notes are very much welcome on this. Like, do you remember like Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, the hype of Krispy Kreme. The queues down all these slips of the M50 to get into Krispy Kreme at the time.
So I used to work in Waterford for like 5 years, and that was when Krispy Kreme started in Blanche. And I remember being like, oh my God, who's going to Blanche for Krispy Kreme? People were travelling from the country, from Waterford, to Blanche to get Krispy Kreme. And
it was
unbelievable. Like, and then you're going, you're arriving to a genuine car park of people. Like, do you know what I mean? But I was like, do you know what? Each to their own. If you want a donut from Krispy Kreme, you go get one.
They tried to do the traffic situation, traffic management. Like, it was like a serpentine of like cars all the way around trying to manage the situation. Like, it was mad.
My dad went to Blanche for Krispy Kreme, and I thought that was ridiculous because he's 25 minutes away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
people were coming from Waterford doing a full 2.5-hour trip.
That was wild.
Absolutely insane. I remember there was a local Chinese, like, obviously live in my family home is in Mead, and there was this Chinese in Duleek that started doing these things called spice boxes, and it was this brand new thing at the time. But you remember all the food you had in a pizza box?
Yeah.
So me and my mates, we drove half an hour out to Duleek, and we were like, yeah, let's go try this new thing that I think it had just started in Mead or whatever, and it was huge. This was obviously like 10-15 years ago, whatever it was. So that was really cool. And as I said, my mate Brian drives all over the country looking for the best kebab.
There's people who go very, very far for a good old Sunday roast as well.
That's like a really good shout. Yeah. So I'm curious, have you ever travelled for food, even across county border, across the next town? 087-711-103. Voice notes are very much welcome on.
I don't think we do enough for the foodies on the show, because I'm not really that arsed about food. You hate food. So it's a good opportunity.
Apart from Christmas sandwiches.
Yes, exactly.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And, all right, we're asking this morning, have you ever travelled for food? Reason being, I was talking about Christmas sandwiches the other day. Anthony got on to us and he said he went to London last year for a Christmas sambo and it was so worth it.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
People actually getting on a plane to go get some food. On that, Sam is in touch.
Hi guys, myself and my boyfriend had once travelled to Liverpool from Dublin just for Greggs, because I had massive cravings for Greggs. So back and forth, and got my Greggs and bought the whole tray, and lasted me for a few days.
Oh my god.
Sam actually followed up with a text message there saying the reason why we chose Liverpool is because it was cheaper and quicker to go to Liverpool than it was to Belfast.
I was going to say, I was like, you know, you could have just gone up north. Like, they have them there, which is mental.
But probably if you're getting train or whatever, it's probably more expensive than the 30 quid or whatever it is to return flight.
A Liverpool flight could be so cheap, and you're up and down within 25 minutes.
That is so funny.
They probably have the Greggs in the airport.
That's so funny.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd want it to be like real fresh made. You wouldn't want it to be like, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you walk into a deli and it's like there for hours.
It's weird, yeah, because like there's one in Leeds Airport and I've been over from back loads and I've still not done it. It always just looks a bit scaldy.
Greggs.
But that's the reason. That's the reason why you gotta like it.
I suppose.
It's very different to the deli here. Yeah. It's like if it's been sat in the counter for about 6 hours, kind of even better.
Is it really? Okay, interesting. Fair enough. We're curious. Have you ever travelled for food? It doesn't have to be that long distance. It could be something
have to be
else.
A flight.
It doesn't have to be a flight, but maybe it was. 087-711-1038.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
Just got confirmation in there from Helen that there is a Greggs in Liverpool Airport.
No way.
So Sam probably just did the loop.
No, that's perfect. You don't have to leave.
Honestly, it's like, can you let me off the flight and get back on the same one that's coming home in a minute, please? It's just gone 7:30. Leah, how are things on the road?
Morning, guys. The M1 southbound is solid.
I was telling you during the week that I'm very excited because it's kind of coming into the Christmas sandwich period, the Christmas sandwich season, not Christmas season. That's in December. Let's all relax on
Thank
that.
You.
It's just been Halloween. But it is kind of coming into Christmas sandwich season, which I really do enjoy. And I was asking you, like, where's a good one? And I got a text in from Anthony who said he flew to London last year for a Christmas sambo. And I was like, that's the most insane thing ever. A place called Sandwich Sandwich. And I was like, I wonder, has anyone else travelled for food? So we were asking, have you ever travelled for food? 087-711-1038.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a flight, but it could be, right, we're getting into the car and this is where we're going because that carvery is top tier. Leah, the standing by, that question to you, have you travelled for food?
Yes, I went to that Sandwich Sandwich place
In London, the one that Anthony went to, he said he flew to London specifically for a Christmas sandwich from a place in London called Sandwich Sandwich. You've been there. Did you travel there specifically for a Christmas sandwich, or did you already live in London, or were you already there?
No, Dublin. Dublin, come from Dublin.
Are you serious? You booked a flight to go and get a sandwich,
Leah? Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it was like €30 return. Like, it was one of them like $14.99 flights.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but it's more than that, babe. Did you fly over and back in the same day? Like, did you just go literally have a sandwich and then go back to the airport? Tell me more.
Yeah, we got like the early morning flight out and just home.
That is so ridiculous. I love it. And was it worth it?
It was delicious.
Why?
It was huge. What? I think it was like €16 or something, but it was so cool. It was worth it.
Thanks, Leah.
No problem. You too.
Bye.
That's
bye.
Absolutely insane. I love it so much.
It's amazing.
I want to know, though. I'm kind of thinking, will I go to Sandwich now? Because
honestly, I was thinking that's the next thing. He's going to be bloody off to London now in a few days.
See, Pippa has family in London, so I'm like, hey, will we go visit your family?
Normally something that you're like, oh, I have to go and sleep in a sofa bed.
Yeah, I hate going to London. I really do genuinely hate going to London.
Maybe not anymore if you're introduced to Sandwich.
You know, there's a sandwich place going.
You know, the way we were talking the other day about that, like how pure, you know, people might pick up on
mentioned,
their mentions.
Yeah.
I really hope Sandwich have heard
sandwich,
all their mentions this morning.
Specifically in London City.
Rebecca was in touch.
So I also travelled to London for food, but it was technically like a food experience. Okay. There's this thing in London called Taste Film where they serve you food that's in the movie while you're watching the movie.
Oh,
or like
cool
food that's themed for the movie while you're watching the movie. So our movie was Shrek 2. So we got like
snails.
Because it's Shrek 2, you know the bit where they pull up to the like drive through takeaway and they're in the carriage. We got like the exact little prince meal that the prince got. We got like swamp inspired desserts, stuff like that, Shrek inspired cocktails, and they serve it up to you literally at the exact point of the movie where that thing is in the movie.
That's genius.
That's really bad though when they start eating, like, do you remember like the dipping the hands in the water?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shrek's eating the water. He's like, lovely soup, Mrs. whatever.
That's excellent though. Like, people have thought of everything at this stage, haven't they? Kira was on too.
If I've been out the night before, I will happily get up the next morning and drive to Mullingar to 2210 Patisserie and spend 20 to 30 quid on sweet treats, and I'll feel so much better. Like, even on the drive, I'm like, I'm so happy to be on over here. It's the best thing ever.
What?
And I'm in Navan, so it's about an hour.
Oh my God, that's
so
mad.
Sweet treats.
I've been out the night before, I will happily get up the next morning and drive to Mullingar to 2210 Patisserie and
2210 Patisserie.
Tell us, can you Google it there? What's the story?
It's a patisserie. So it's like, it's a proper pastry cafe.
There's
that French place on the corner by the International Bar.
Do you know, I'm going to say something insanely bad. All pastries taste the same.
No, they don't.
All pastries taste the same.
Terrible.
Whether they're from Lidl or Bread 42, all pastries taste the same.
You're so...
A pan au chocolat is the same in France as it is in Donabate.
No, it's not. Oh my God. Tell us how far you've travelled for food. Get in touch.
This morning we're asking you, have you ever travelled for food? Have you ever decided to go across a county or across country or wherever, across a town, for a specific piece of food that you wanted? 0877 11 103.
Where I grew up was so rural.
Yeah.
It was in the back and beyonds, and we used to travel 45 minutes to get a Domino's.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Because you couldn't get it delivered or anything?
God, no. There's no such thing as delivery where I grew up. You'd have to travel everywhere to pick up anything.
Wow.
It was just not really a thing. It was mad. I still, like, even my friend Megan, when she moved into the house in Dublin, coming from rural Limerick, she was like, getting takeaway delivered is really exciting.
Yeah.
But you're not used to it.
My ex used to be like that as well. I remember being like, oh, we just get McDonald's delivered. And this was when I'd moved down the country for a couple of years. And I was just like, oh, we'll just get like something delivered. And she's like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And we're like, what?
Yeah, it's not a thing. Okay, Sam was in touch a little while ago. And this is her voice note, but we have an update from her, okay? So check this out first.
Hi, guys. Myself and my boyfriend had once travelled to Liverpool from Dublin just for Greggs, because I had massive cravings for Greggs. So, yeah, back and forth, and got my Greggs and bought the whole tray. and lasted me for a few days.
So we were kind of chatting, we were speculating, like, you fly over, do you leave the airport? Is there a Greggs in the airport? We've discovered there has been there was a Greggs in the airport. And then what? You just snake it all back in your bag and munch away in the plane home? Like, how does this all work?
That must be raging, though, if you're, like, on the flight and you still haven't, you've finished your Greggs and you're on the flight back.
Like. Yeah, be like, that's that now.
It's like when you finish your popcorn before the movie starts in the cinema.
Yeah, let down. Well, she's updated us. She said, that's exactly what we did. Loop around the airport, bought freshly baked steak pie, popped them in an XXL Tupperware, and off we went, bish bash, bosh back to Dublin in no time.
I love that. It's like going to Ballymun to IKEA for meatballs.
Next time we're doing it, I'll send some steak pies into your office on the way back.
No, nice. Do you know what? We're grand. Thanks.
I don't want anything that's travelled by plane. Aoife is standing by there. Have you travelled far for food?
No, my husband does.
Go on.
Every year we go to Scotland because there's this sandwich place. I don't really know. I don't really understand.
It's not your thing. Okay, so he's the foodie, really, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's the foodie. He does all the cooking and the food and everything.
Oh, okay. That sounds great, Aoife. Okay, you've obviously been with him to see this sandwich. What's in it? Why is it so special?
I don't think it's any different than any other Christmas sandwich.
Okay.
Like, that's my problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why he's obsessed with it.
You're like, why am I in Edinburgh again?
Maybe it's the journey with you, Aoife.
Well, like, we had a sandwich when we were over in Florida this year, and he's like, this might be the sandwich.
Oh God, no! Like, you must be like, oh crap! No,
it's an expensive.
Yeah, like, he takes his sandwiches very seriously.
Okay. And when you're in Edinburgh, what do you do while he's eating sandwiches?
I still get all the other food.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good, nice. And fair. Yeah. Imagine that though. Like, I have to book a couple of days off work. Oh, why? Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to get a sandwich.
Yeah, my fella wants to go and get a sandwich. Even worse. Aoife, thanks, Mill.
Thanks, Aoife.
No problem.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. This is actually very eye opening for me. I did not know that foodies were this dedicated.
Yeah, neither did I.
Hazel was in touch as well.
One time when I was actually living in Abu Dhabi, there was a Chinese up in Dubai, and it was the closest thing we could get to Irish Chinese.
No.
So me and my friend used to drive an hour up to get the Chinese and then an hour home the Chinese. We did it one day and then literally like the next night we went again because the Chinese was just so good there. And then I drove up to Belfast there recently to get the Chick-fil-A. So
do you know what?
It wasn't that great.
Obviously she's not there on the phone to like counteract this, but I bet the second time wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I bet you that happened. But that is so
That's
fun.
Such a cool flex. Well, I actually travelled to Dubai.
Yeah, or Abu Dhabi. It's so cool.
It's
I love
very
it.
Very cool. Well, I'm grand with just a toasty I make for myself
yeah,
at home.
Not bad.
Let's go! Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm not sure what it is. Fiona's getting married tomorrow and I've never been as disorganised for a wedding in my entire life. I don't even know what I'm wearing.
I genuinely yesterday put on the suit and
Did
I was
you?
Like, I wonder will this fit me?
Yeah, honestly, it's a funny one. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I don't know. She's so casual about it.
Yeah, I think that's it for me.
She's like, I don't even know if my dress is going to fit me. I'm pregnant. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'll just figure out what I'll wear in the morning.
I think it's also because like I'm not going with Pippa. Like Pippa's like obviously singing at the wedding, but like she's gonna go to the ceremony later on. Do you know what I mean? Whether I'll probably be there for the day. Whether it's because I'm not with Pippa,
she won't be able to smarten you up a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's funny.
Like, sorry, Fiona, I'm wearing runners to your wedding. Yeah.
She'd love that.
Yeah, she would.
She wouldn't give a monkey's.
Yeah,
but like I'm there today going, there better be something in my wardrobe. Like when I go home today, like yesterday I was like, do you know what you do? Yeah, really, you're 2 days out. You probably should see if you have anything to wear. I'm like, nah. And even if I do have something in there, I don't have a bag to match. I've nothing done. Nothing.
No clutch.
I have zero done. And I think as well,
can you bring like a backpack and just put it at the back of the room?
You know what? She wouldn't care.
She
that's
wouldn't
the
care.
Thing. You're dealing with someone that's so relaxed that if I walked in, honestly, head to toe,
in
what
jeans.
I'm wearing right now, in like a big fluffy kind of fleece jumper and a pair of tracksuits, she'd be like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
She wouldn't give a monkeys. And that's the problem. And also because I think I'm in my vintage era and I refuse to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I have something, but I'm like, yeah, but you have something from when you were two dress sizes smaller 4 years ago. So it's going to be an interesting afternoon in my house.
Yeah, I'm the same. I kind of need shoes. I kind of need new runners. Like, I can't really go in my Air Force Ones. Like, I did the grass in them yesterday.
Yeah. Do you know what it is, though? I'm going to end up in Dundrum tonight. God help me.
Oh, no.
I just know it's going to be like that. I'm going to be running around till 9 o'clock tonight in Dundrum. It's my own fault.
It is. Yeah.
It is my own fault.
But I don't envy you. That's rough.
You'll have to keep an eye on us tomorrow. I hope we turn out well. Callum, are you sorted?
I have you, my one suit.
Yeah, you strike me as a person who has one suit.
Wedding suit.
My radio awards suit. It fits because I wore it last week. It's fine.
I've no tan done. That's...
Oh, God, I haven't my tan done.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. I'd imagine if you're listening now, you probably weren't listening at 7 a.m. If you are, then fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sticking around for so long. At 7 a.m, I was complaining about a cup of tea. And then at 7:05, I was complaining because I got clamped. And I said I wasn't going to complain until 9:10.
So we have another minute to go until you're allowed to complain.
Right.
So I want positivity for 60 seconds starting from now.
Do you know what I love? Staying up late.
Yeah. So
being up late is fantastic.
Mm, especially when your alarm goes off at 5:30.
At 5:30, exactly. It is. It's not. No, I can't do it. I'm going to have to do it 50 seconds earlier. No, things are on too late. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the reason I kind of like had this thought was... I wanted to do a pub quiz with my friends on Tuesday, and it's on it. Like it says, it's on at 8:30. It doesn't start till 9:30.
Yeah,
and then it goes on to like 10 or whatever it is. I can't do that.
I have such pub quiz FOMO based on how late they start, and then every time I actually do one and stay up late, I'm like, why did I FOMO about this? I'm so bad at this.
Yeah.
But yeah, my local one's in the Bottle Tower on a Thursday. They say it starts at 9:00. You could be there waiting to kick off. It might, you know, take 10-15 minutes later. I can't. I just can't. It's just too late.
Yeah,
it's
I went to a pub quiz a couple of, it may have been last year now, where it said it was starting at 9:00, but it was also a Champions League semi-final. So they waited for the football to finish, which went into extra time. So it was gone 10:00 when the quiz was started.
Is that why the quiz starts so late if there's football on?
Especially on a Thursday night, the European competition's in midweek.
It's interesting though, because I was on Instagram the other day and I saw that Pie in Dundrum are starting a weekly pub quiz that starts at 6:30.
Absolute legends.
Their post... on the post that they put up on Instagram literally says, you will be in bed by 9:30.
Oh, no,
and I was
brilliant.
Like, that is fantastic advertising.
And you know what's gas? One night, ages ago, my friend was up. She's living in Wexford, but she was up for the evening. We went for dinner in Dundrum. And we went for a drink in Pie. Did not realise we had walked into the middle of the pub quiz. That does be lit.
Really?
The place is packed.
6:30 now does, for me, it seems a little bit early, like from people to get in from work and like get ready and sort and have their dinner and stuff.
If I can, lads, well done, but 7:30 is lovely.
Yeah. Oh, no, I 100% agree. And that's why I was going to complain about this.
I live in Santry. Will I be in bed for 9:30 if
no.
I go to that quiz?
No, you'll be in bed by, I'd say, 9:45, maybe 10:00.
Ah, okay.
Which I think is
that's
fine.
Still fair enough. As long as I'm under that duvet at 10:00, we're all good.
But there's also Rascals Brewing. Also commented on the post saying, our monthly Sunday evening quiz starts at 6 p.m. You'll be in bed by 9:00. Just saying.
Oh, right. That's brilliant.
So more of this, I think. So Champions League matches, we were just talking about them. They're on too late. 7:00. Stick them on, right? In bed by 9:00. Perfect, right? Any TV show that's worth watching, Big Brother, I'm a Celeb, Virgin Media,
Traitors.
Like any, like, you know, when they do like stuff for politics or whatever, it's always like 9:00, 9:30. I think prime time starts at like 9:35 last
after
night.
The news.
Yeah, I was watching, I was like, for God's sake. I know, by the way, I'm fully aware of how old I sound, but,
no, but
when you're up at 5:30, it's just, you know, it's too much.
But even as well, is that point of the evening, especially at this time of year where you're just hanging around waiting to do something?
Yeah.
Like, even I remember in the summer,
there's too much hours
Island.
In the day.
Can we just get on with it? But like, when it was huge, you're waiting till 9:00.
And when the clocks went back, I was just like, oh God, this is insane. Because the day feels so much longer, I'm like, God, it's pitch black. It must be time for bed. It's 4:30.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely ridiculous. So all those kind of stuff, Traitors and all, 7:30.
Even
max.
If you're working like a 9-to-5 job, you're probably up at 7:30.
Everyone's wrecked.
It's still a long day. I know that we're saying like we're up early.
Especially.
But even those 9-to-5s is still a long day.
What these people don't consider is you don't just go to bed anymore and go to sleep. You have to do the hour of phone time.
Yeah.
So you need
and then
to,
the hour of no phone time.
Exactly. So you have 2 hours to facilitate there before you can actually fall asleep. So everything's moved back by 2 hours.
So other things need to change as well. Nights out. No, let's get this right. After you finish work, you go for a drink. And if it's the weekend, then we go out during the day and then home early. Yeah. Going out during the day is the best. It's so much fun. Cinema. 8:40 start, I saw the other day. I was like, what are you talking about that? Who's that for? Paying for parking at 6:30 is way too late. No one should be paying for parking past half six, 7 o'clock.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? We shouldn't have to. It should just be free after that, just like the bus lanes. And that should be standard. And dinner past 7 o'clock. Do you want me to be up for the night? I realise I sound 73.
No, you're right. I could not be more on your buzz right now. Everything is happening too late in the day. I just need to go to bed.
I know.
On Halloween night, I went to the Stella because they were showing spooky films.
Now, I don't... tell me this. How did this go?
I went to the cinema to watch a film.
Oh, yeah.
At 11:30 in the evening.
No, how did this go?
The film didn't start until midnight.
That's madness. Why would
I left the Stella at 1:30.
What? How did you feel? Like, for the day...
I fell asleep.
Were you like... For the whole day, you were like, this is the longest day of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was such a... Like, I
you think it's going to be fun, but...
The novelty was really exciting, and then the lights went off. I was on the comfy sofa, fell asleep.
It's like going to the airport at 5:30, going on holidays. You're like, yeah. Oh, this is so fun, until you're actually going to the airport at 5:30.
And I hate my life.
I got a phone call from my friend the other evening. I was, like, literally getting ready for bed. She was just ringing for the chat. I was like, A, why are you ringing me? It's after 7 o'clock. Way too late for this. And B, she was like, anyway, we're getting ready now. We're going off to see a movie at 9:15. I was
what?
Like, are you
Don't
mad?
Be ringing me past 7 o'clock because I think someone's died.
Yeah, exactly.
The middle of the night.
You're going to the cinema now, you mad thing.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's time to address this.
The quiet jungle. I thought it was the mighty jungle.
So did I.
There is part of the song that says the mighty jungle, but for the sake of that...
What you're saying is you got the wrong...
No, for the sake of that, it worked better than...
Because we're not talking about the jungle, we're talking about County Clare and another epic story. Only in Ireland, and I hate saying that phrase, only in Ireland, but quite honestly, lads, this is a bit embarrassing.
Is it?
Oh, come on.
What is this?
Basically, you might remember on Monday morning's show, Fiona Frawley brought us the news that there was a sighting of a lion in County Clare. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And a truck driver in Mount Shannon, he filmed the sighting, really freaked out. This went viral. What did he do when he saw the lion? Gave him a little beep beep. Toot toot. And this viral clip, I've just said it. It went so viral. It was everywhere. People were accusing us of talking
about
it.
I'm like, I live on the internet nonstop. I don't understand how I haven't seen this. Or maybe I saw it and I didn't realise it was in Ireland.
Oh, you can imagine that every publication in the country was obsessed with this story now, Dave. Now, there was messages into us when Fiona was talking about the story, accusing us of, backing an AI-generated video. We were a little bit offended. We were a little bit upset. We said, no, it's not AI-generated as far as we're aware. It's legit. A local forecast manager, his name is John O'Reilly, he confirmed the footage was real. And
source, John.
John O'Reilly. Now, workers had previously seen this very large animal in the area. They assumed it was a deer of some kind. Essentially, it had a very lion's looking tail, okay? A skinny tail with kind of fluffy hair at the end. And it appeared to have a mane of some sort. So you can understand why there was some kind of confusion.
It did look very lion-y.
It did.
So obviously it wasn't a lion. And this makes me think it was close to Halloween. I hope it wasn't someone dressed up.
Now, Dave, this is where, you know, the guards are busy in this country. There's a lot going on they need to be dealing with.
If they can't stop what they're doing for a lion, what will they stop them for?
Well, they began an investigation and they treated the sightings as serious. Okay?
Good.
Surely we have scientists in this country that can confirm there's just no lions here. And surely the likes of FOTA and Dublin Zoo can do a count. Yeah, all our lions in their...
Like the thought of a lion randomly appearing in Ireland and just be like, yeah, it's always been there.
We have news. We have an update. There was a photograph shared yesterday by An Garda Síochána themselves of a Garda with the alleged lion. It was just a dog. With a new haircut.
Oh my God.
There's a dog in County Clare, and his name, to make matters so much worse. Guess his name.
Simba.
Mouse.
Mouse. Great. Classic.
As in, he's a gentle, lovely lad. This is a lovely dog by the name of Mouse.
So it's actually worse than AI.
It's worse, yeah. It's Newfoundland dog, which I had a look at their breed as well, just to see, is there any threat to life with, you know, this breed of dog? No, this is what we discovered about these dogs. They're known to be incredibly reliable and gentle, making them the perfectly well-suited for families with children.
Interesting.
These are beautiful, kind, relaxed dogs.
What kind of dog is it?
A Newfoundland.
Okay, very nice. Right, so no line. We're all grand.
No big deal. No, there were, like, for example, just to talk about this breed of dog and how gentle and kind they are.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, okay. No, that's not a lion. That's definitely a dog.
No, but you can see how this guy got a little...
The bum looks very lion-y.
Yeah, and your man just gave him this. Gave him a little beep at
the
this
fact
lion
he was close
as he
enough
walked
to
into
beep
the woods.
To him.
And it was mad that he was walking into a woods. It is very Life of Pi, if you've seen that movie, that the lion or the tiger in that case walks off into the jungle.
Okay, I just looked up lion in Clare. And to be fair, they cut the dog... to make it look like a lion.
It looks like a lion.
So basically, the dog had come out of the...
But it still looks like a dog.
It's still a dog. It's still a dog. And the dog is called Mouse. And obviously, the owners were having a bit of a laugh here and said, do you know what you do now in the groomers today? Make him look like a bit of a lion.
Is the owner John O'Reilly, who's the source?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. No, he's a local forest manager.
So if you're a forest manager, you should know the difference between a lion and a dog.
And here's another thing. Because this story's been doing the rounds since I think it first went viral at the weekend, we're now at Wednesday. We got this confirmation last night. Surely the owner of Mouse was like, Jesus, I think Mouse is making the news. I should probably tell the guards to stop the investigation. You know, our prank of getting him groomed in this manner has worked. And you're looking at the journal.ie, the Irish Examiner, you name the publication. The guards are out running around trying to track down a bloody lion.
It's my dog's
maybe
backside.
I should admit that that's my dog and not wait until Tuesday evening.
But maybe they thought maybe there was an actual lion. There's no way they could mistake Mouse as a lion.
Maybe. That, actually, you know what? Yeah, they're like,
it must
no
be
way.
A lion in Clare.
Another great moment for this country for weird news.
Shut up,
stories.
You can't say that.
This has been Good Morning.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
It was all right.
It was great.
Yeah.
Let's do that without headphones.
Yeah, we did all right there.
And a fourth person. Mm-hmm. Usually we have Fiona here to do it. Mm-hmm. Because,
do you clap along as well?
I hope you do, you listening. Welcome on into Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A game, if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Emma Nolan and Callum Farmer, you can both prove that you have not seen my sheet.
We have not seen the sheet.
I never get to see your sheet. You're
which is actually really bad as the producer of the show that I should see the sheet.
My questions just get really racist or something. they won't. They are very normal questions. But they might be a little bit hard. Who have we got on to play?
It's Colm. How are you?
Oh, good. Not bad on yourself?
Not too bad. Where are you in the world this morning, Colm?
I am sitting in Dublin's largest car park on the M50.
I was very predicting nice. That you might still be there. Is it still hell after that accident northbound?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you trying to get to?
Clondalk, and I'm just coming back from the airport there. So.
Oh, man. All right, so you're coming southbound. It's still bad southbound as well?
Southbound, yeah.
Oh, nightmare.
Nasty.
Nightmare. All right, well, Colm, let's see if we can brighten up your morning with a little game of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name any room in the house. You should hear three beeps. The beeps sound like this. If you answer on the third beep, if you say kitchen and I've kitchen written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. All right, Colm, are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Good luck.
Here we go. Round one. Colm, name any Disney character.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. That was a good answer because I never would have put Mickey Mouse.
Okay, they're kind of synonymous, but yeah, I know that's not your Disney.
Not my vibe. I put down randomly Pinocchio.
Brilliant. One harm. Colm, you have an IMC Cinema Pass. Would you like to play on?
Yeah, keep going.
All right, it's Colm. Remember, not Colm.
Did I say Colm?
You said Colm.
For sake.
Colm.
Colm.
Here we go, Colm. Round two. Name any major company.
Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Pfizer. Ah, very good. I was like, Fiverr, what's that?
God, we all knew about them a few years ago, big time.
And I have written down Microsoft.
Brilliant. I thought you said these were going to be hard, Dave.
Ah, well, now.
Right.
Here we go.
Right. Colm, do you want to crack on round three?
Yeah, keep going.
I like it, Colm. Let's
Well,
do
I stop
it.
Asking. I think you want to
play. All right, Colm, here we go with round three. Name any word beginning with H.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Legend.
Now, out of interest, Emma, what would you have said?
Horse.
And out of interest, Callum, what would you have said?
Hello.
Hello, interesting. And I have written down hat.
Oh.
Nice one, Callum. Three for three so far.
Not bad at all. You are into round four, and this is where we separate the men from the boys and the women from the girls. Here we go with round four. You ready, Callum?
Ready to go.
Name any number on a keypad.
Four.
0.
Oh, I'm nervous about that one now, to be honest.
All right, Colin, for round 4, I asked you to name any number on a computer keypad or just a keypad in general. You said 0, and I have written down 7.
Oh, Dave!
It's always 7.
You're
lucky number 7.
Colin, fair play. Final round. This is big stuff. Well done so far.
Here we go, Colin. For 5 IMC Cinema passes and my respect. Here we go with round 5. Name any colour Power Ranger.
Green.
Green. For 5 IMC Cinema passes, Colin, I asked you name any colour Power Ranger.
I can't look at him.
You said green. And I have written down green.
No!
You get nothing! You lose! Good day,
for
sir!
For proof, Emma Nolan.
To be, name any colour Power Ranger green. Can you see that, Colin? Green. Yes, Colin, I'm so sorry. If it makes you feel any better, I think you're cool and I respect you a lot. Oh, Colin, man, I'm gutted for you.
Colin, great player. Well done.
Thanks a million.
You've deserved better. Have a great day.
Cheers, thanks a million.
Good luck.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. What a less. I think the new thing, just to be 100% sure, is like a photo of your sheet should be taken and sent to the player after they lose, if they lose.
You know what I mean? Because you don't think they believe me.
I know that it's legit, but you know what I mean? Just to be like, it was there, it was in black and white, mm-hmm. You couldn't change it, you made that decision yesterday, it was going to be a green Power Ranger.
Fair enough.
Oh, lads, disappointing stuff, but look, that's the nature. You get highs and lows in life.
I got 5 IMC Cinema passes in my pocket.